Erev Shabbos Parshas Tazria Mitzera Tavshin Ayin. We'll begin with an interesting medrash, which needs a lot of explanation. The medrash is found in Parshas Tazria, where the Torah is dealing with the Mitzera, which we begin in Parshas Tazria. Odom ki yeh ba'or b'saray, a person who will find a tzaras, a discoloration, a part of his body, will come to the Kayain, etc., as the Torah tells us. And the Medrash gives a mashal. Mashal lematereino shenichnisa l'seich paltan shel melech. A princess or a queen who entered into the chambers, the inner chambers of her husband, the king, kivin the chamis maglavaya talon, when she saw these weapons, she saw these the tools, these instruments that punish, that hurt a person, dachlas, she got afraid. She saw whips and straps and whoosh, she got all afraid. Oh my Lord, Amelech, so the king says, Altis Yari, don't be afraid. Elu lavadim v'lishvachos. These are for the troublemakers, for the servants. Aval at lechol v'lishtais v'lismoyach. You come here to my palace, you're just coming to eat and drink and enjoy. Kach, the same thing here, the nimshal is. Kivin sheshom Yisrael parashas negoim, when they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole parasha of negoim, that person can get a nega, he can get stricken with this discoloration, with a disease on himself, and he has to leave the machanet. They got afraid. Omer lehem Moshe, al tisyaru, don't be afraid. Elu lumas ha'ilam. This is just for the goyim. But us, avalatem, you klal Yisrael, lechol v'lishtais v'lismayach. You're just coming here to eat and drink and be merry. Shenem rabim achivim l'rosho v'abayteach b'ashem chesed yisayvavenu. It's a medrash pliya. It's a baffling medrash on many accounts. The first is, we know the halacha is that akum is not metamim b'negoyim. There's a Mishnah in the Goyim that says, if a Goy has a discoloration in his arm, he doesn't come to the Kohen, it doesn't mean anything. This is something that only pertains to Klal Yisrael. So here Klal Yisrael is afraid, we're afraid of this punishment that could happen to us. Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be lying to them and say, no, don't worry, this is only for the Goyim. The Gemara says even that if a Goy who is Megayer, a guy who converts and beforehand had a nega and now converts, it's nothing. It's nothing, even though now he's a yid. So, what is that? What is the Medrash telling us? It's also the pasuk the Medrash brings. You're coming, don't worry about that, because you're coming, lech of lishtais, as it says, Rabbim achavim l'rosha, the wicked one has many hardships, but v'habayteach b'ashem, chesed yisayvavenu. What does that one have to just say? That's for the Rishayim, your tzaddikim. Why this pasuk? On top of it all, it's kedai to see the lashon of the Rambam, which really shows that this has nothing to do with the nations of the world, with Umas Ha'olam, as this medrash seems to suggest, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, don't worry, tzaras is for goyim. So this is something that virtually all the Rishonim explain in the Parsha. Talking about the Rambam, and the Ramban in Parshas Tazria, and the Sefer HaChinuch following their Derech, and the Sforno, almost all the Rishonim, all the Mepharshim explain that the whole idea of Tzaras is miraculous. That we know, at least Tzaras on Begodim, on clothing, and Tzaras on Batim, on houses. Tzaras on a person, there, many Rishonim understand it certainly is within the natural occurrences of the world. It's not something totally miraculous. But nonetheless, it's the same message is there. And then the Rambam, he says like this, is at the end of Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, Perek Tezayin Halacha Yud. HaTzaras, Hu HaShem HaOmer B'Shut V'Skel Yon Maharbe, Shein Deim Zelazah. The word Tzaras just means it's a term used for this halacha. not for this sickness, because it happens on a beged, it happens on the house, right? It's also called tzaras. So this term tzaras is just the name that we use for this idea. The shinoi ein abegodim oyabatim kare tzaras also. V'zeh hashinoi ha'omer bebegodim ubebatim shekaras etayrot tzaras. This whole concept that a beged can get a discoloration, or a house could have the stones that turn different colors, he says, is not something that is a natural phenomenon at all. Ela ois upelaha yahaya bi Yisrael. Kedei lahas hiron mi lashon hara. It's a person who speaks Lashon Hara. He's speaking Lashon Hara habitually. Hashem wants to give him a message. This is an ois and a pella. This is a wonder. It's a sign for Klal Yisrael. When you're speaking Lashon Hara, Hashem will go to the person's house and turn the stones a different color. The person will realize there's something wrong with his house. He'll have to call the kayin. He'll have to take a specimen, one of the stones, and see if it's indeed a problematic discoloration. And hopefully the person will do tshuva. Im chazaboy, yitar abayis. Then miraculously the house itself will become purified. But im omad birishai, if he remains stubborn, doesn't want to hear Hashem's message, ashehuta tzabayis, it stays the color. The kohen has to therefore declare that this house has to be quarantined, this house has to be broken, demolished, then that's what happens. Then mishtani klai harshav beisa sheyechav sheyechav alein, then other materials in the house start getting tzaras, or his beged starts getting tzaras. Im chazabai, he does tshuva then, it's a little bit closer to home, it's something that he wears, it's the garments that he puts on, good, it'll be tar. But Imam Abirisha, he'll have to burn the begodim. It's going to end up, it's going to come on him himself, and his own skin will change colors, and he'll be a mitzayra. V'yemuvdol umufursim levadoi, he'll have to separate himself. The idea of separating himself is that if he didn't get the point until now, when it hit his house, when it hit his clothing, then it will come on him, and Hashem says, at that point, we're going to force you to go away for at least 7 days. After 7 days, you ever wonder what's the difference between a mitzera muskar and a mitzera mukhlat, meaning one who was just quarantined for 7 days, and one who comes back and the kind says, nope, I see it's still there, you got to go back for another 7 days. What happened? If the first one was okay, why was that? What, that was just a fluke? It was the wrong color?
No, he didn't do it.
Oh, the Torah says it was indeed a sickness to the person, but if within 7 days by himself he did tshuva, it will go away. When he comes back to the kohen, basically the kohen is judging, did he do tshuva or not? And if he didn't, then the kohen has to send him back to sit idly for another 7 days. So this is the parsha of Tzaras. This is what the Rambam says. This is again, the Ramban says this in the parsha, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so close to Klal Yisrael, and Hashem therefore wanted Klal Yisrael to look pristine, to look pure. The Lashon of the Rambam is they should be b'marei hatoiv. We should look beautiful. Our bodies should look beautiful. Our clothing should be impeccable. Houses should be clean. He says, but since we are on such a high level, as soon as we turn away from Hashem, therefore Hashem has to move away from us. When Hashem moves away, that void makes discoloration in the house, discoloration in the garment, or the disease on the person. That's how it works. So if so, it's very perplexing, this medrash that says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about this, Klal Yisrael. This only pertains to the other nations of the world. It's clear that that's not true. It's clear from the Rambam, from the Ramban, this is something miraculous that occurs to Bnei Yisrael when we're on such a level to deserve this attention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That's why Tzaras isn't found after the time the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, because we drop to such a level, we don't merit that anymore. When exactly did it stop?
Was it the first one? It's the first one, right?
Let me tell you right here. Thank you. The Sforno, he doesn't specify when. When the generations just were not on that high level, then it stopped. It went away. So two explanations to this medrash. Number one is found in the Pritzadik from Tzadik HaKain. Tzadik says like this. Pasuk Parshas Bishalach says, "Vayomrem Shamaya Tishma L'Kol Hashem Elokecha." If we listen to Hashem, "Vayoshev Be'einav Taaseh," and we do what is proper in His eyes, "Vahazantel Mitzvayisav," we listen to the mitzvahs, "Veshamarta Kol Chukav." Sounds like we're pretty good guys, good Jews. We're doing exactly what Hashem says. What will happen? Kol Amachal Hashem Samdi Mitzrayim. All of those inflictions, all of those plagues that I gave to Mitzrayim, lo yosim alecha, I will not put on you, ki ani Hashem refecho, because I am your healer. Question number one. That's the great schar for doing exactly what we're supposed to. You do all your homework, Sonny, and you're good, and you go to bed on time, and you know what? I won't take away your allowance. You do everything you're supposed to, I won't smack you. I won't take away privileges from you. Yeah, how about a shtickle reward? That's the great schar. What does the pasuk mean? Question number one. Question number two, the Gemara already asks, if Hashem is not going to put these diseases, these inflictions, these plagues on us, so why do you need a doctor? Ki ani Hashem refecha, because I am your healer. I don't need a healer. If I don't have the disease in the first place, I don't need a doctor. That's what the Gemara asks. So explains Rav Tzadik that what this bracha here is, what this havtacha, what this promise to Bnei Yisrael is, that if we do exactly what Hashem wants us to do when we're living properly, then kol ha-machal asher samti b'mitzrayim, any sickness, any plague that I gave to Mitzrayim, which in fact is called what? Is called nega. As we read in Parashas Bo'i, Oy de nega echad ovi al paray v'al Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I have one more plague to bring on them. We call it the 10 plagues. Really, 10 makos, we call the 10 plagues. Where does the word plague come from? From the word nega. Oy nega echad. Each one of the makos were plagues on Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, I give plagues to Mitzrayim. But those plagues that I gave Mitzrayim, that I will never give to you. What's the pshat? Because to Mitzrayim, when Hashem gave the plague, there was no hope, there was no expectancy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they would do tshuva. Hashem says, I'm punishing them because they deserve punishment. And that's why I'm giving them these plagues. But Klal Yisrael, to you, I'll never do such a thing. We sometimes, as parents, we sometimes punish a child, not because we make a whole calculation and say, well, if I do this exact punishment with this plan, well, then the child certainly will hear, he'll change. Not true. Sometimes the child does something so outlandish, and maybe in our haste, we punish the child. Do I know exactly because of this punishment they'll change? Not necessarily, but they deserve this punishment. And that's what Hashem says, that's what I would do with Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, even if I know they're not going to change, even if I know that's not going to correct their ways, but I'm going to punish them anyway. That's the nega that Hashem gives to Mitzrayim. That the promise was that if Klal Yisrael is on such a level, Hashem says, I will never punish you in a way just for the sake of punishment. All of the punishments that we will ever get, Hashem says, is only in the way of us being able to sense it and therefore do tshuva from it and become better people from it. And that's always the amount and the way that Hashem will give us these negoim, this nega. And that's why, in fact, when any nega that we get, and then the person does tshuva, what if you rearrange the letters, says Rav Tzadik, what does nega turn into?
Oneg.
Oneg. Nega turns into oneg. It means Hashem says, I will give you nega. And Hashem says, and you could deal with it how you want. If you want it to remain nega on the house, it will remain nega. If you do tshuva, what will happen? It will turn into oneg. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, because you're not just getting punished and that's it, it's just a punishment. You're getting it. Any nega you get can be turned into oneg. Any nega you get is just temporarily, is just to do tshuva, and then Hashem says you'll have all the oneg that you want. That's pshat number one. And pshat number two, the second explanation to this medrash, I saw from Rav Schwab. This is a beautiful idea. We're approaching Shavuos. The Gemara in Shabbos Peites Amud Aleph tells us, why is Har Sinai called Har Sinai? The Gemara tries to say, this is the idea, this is the idea. Finally, Gemara says, Sinai is from the Lashon of Sina, of hatred. This is the Har Sheyarda Sina La'akum Alav. That when we received the Torah and we became unique, it caused terrible hatred from the other nations towards us. They didn't get it, they were left out, they declined, therefore it caused this mountain that we received the Torah on, caused sinah, and that's what's called Har Sinai. It caused hatred from them to us. In other words, when we rose to a level of receiving the Torah, we rose to a level of Kedusha, the other nations of the world sunk to a level of Tumah. And Tumah and Kedusha never see eye to eye. Tumah and Kedusha are always adversaries. They are always enemies. And therefore, the more Kedusha that we have, the more Tumah brought, Sinah brought hatred from the nations of the world towards us. That's what the Gemara says. We mentioned before that, like the Rambam says, why does a person get saras, either on his house or his garment or on his own body? What's the, even though there's many reasons the Gemara says, but the Rambam depicts, and as Rashi tells us, Parsha Metzora, what's the main cause of tzaras? Lashon Hara. What does Lashon Hara do? The Gemara says, Lashon Hara separates. A person tells Lashon Hara, he separates family members. He separates friends, because he says a bad word about, oh, you know, your friend is this and this. Really? I didn't know that. And he separates between people. So, Lashon Hara could come to the point where there's such an amount of Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam that it could do what? It could destroy the Beis HaMikdash, like it did in the second Beis HaMikdash. Who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash?
We did.
Who did it physically? The enemies, the Romans, the Babylonians in the first Beis HaMikdash, Sinas Chinam in the second Beis was the Romans. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you're afraid of Parshas Tzaras. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you don't have to worry.
The guy will do it.
You don't have to worry. He says, Tzaras is only for people who behave like Goyim. Goyim are people who are the antithesis of Kedusha, who can't live with too much Kedusha in that world, and they'll go against it. The Beis HaMikdash is a house of Kedusha, they'll destroy it. Those Yidden, those Jews, who also can't see the Kedusha in every Yid, and therefore they want to talk bad about another Yid, and they have Sinas Chinam towards other Yidden, they will be like Goyim in destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Tzaras was only for them. Tzaras was only for people who are like Goyim. Who will Goyim destroy the Kedusha? Goyim destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Those Yidden that will also do things that will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Tzaras was for them. So indeed, you don't have to worry, because it's only for those type of people. Rabim Achivim LaRasha, those who are Rishoim, they'll get the Tzaras. Now, Beiteyap Hashem, those who are living close with Hashem, those who have the Amunah and the Betachin in Hashem, Chesed Yosef Avenu, they will always be surrounded with Hashem's Chesed. And that will tell us, like Rav Tzadok told us at first, even if a person does have to get Tzaras, he could turn that around immediately. Since it's only coming when we're on such a high level of Betachin, that can be turned down immediately and turned from Nega to Einig. So both explanations are true. On the one hand, Tzaras is only to punish those that are acting in a way of goyim, acting in a way of tumah, destroying the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, destroying up to the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash itself, they'll get tzaras. Those who are behaving properly will never get tzaras. But even those who do have to get tzaras, there's a way that they can get out of it quickly. It's only temporary. It's a way they could fix it, they could do tshuva, and turn that nega, they could turn it into einik. And that's the second explanation on this medrash. A good night of Shabbos.